It is very good to be back.
Are you here by yourself?
Did you think our story was over?
You guys having fun at the convention?
I missed you.
We're the Thursday Murder Club.
Viva la revolution!
What a melody.
Things are getting a little out of hand.
You're the only friend I ever had.
Movie news.
Woohoo. Mama light.
With Gareth Daly.
The new version.
Good afternoon to you, Gareth. Now, I have to say, Claire Keegan is one of my favourite writers, and when I hear news or that of a screen adaptation of some of her work, I do get excited. So what have you for us?
It's not a surprise, is it? Considering the success as well of the recent films. So yeah, this one's got good star power behind it because Emily Blunt is set to star in and produce Walk the Blue Fields, which is obviously based on a short story that Claire Keegan has written. Mm-hmm. You also have a very good director potentially lining up for the movie as well, which is John Crowley. And in the script, if not to add another good name to it, is Tony-nominated playwright and screenwriter Conor McPherson.
Well, there's a strong team, as you say. Wow.
Really good. Mm. It's really good. So Walk the Blue Fields follows a woman on her wedding day being confronted with a heart-wrenching decision as a love triangle from her past threatens to be revealed. Production on this one is expected to start later this year or early into next year, shooting here, of course, in Ireland.
That is exciting news indeed. Looking forward to it already. You've lots of Irish news for us today. Tell us about Frank Berry's latest project.
So Frank Berry is directing a project called The Lost Children of Tuam, and it has begun filming as well. It's been produced by Element Pictures, but also by Liam Neeson's company, El Paso Films, who actually picked up the rights to an article that was in The New Yorker written by Dan Barry. And so it's based on that article. But what you've got is Monica Dolan, who starred in Mr. Bates versus the Postman, stars here as the real-life historian enthusiast Catherine Corliss, who of course, while researching the mother and baby home in Tuam for local historical society, uncovered a devastating possibility that as many as 796 children had been buried in unmarked graves on the property, and so began a campaign for justice for both victims and survivors of the home. Within the additional cast, you have Andrew Bennett, set to star as well, Ian McElhenney, and you've got producers Ed Guiney, Andrew Lowe, Chelsea Morgan Hoffman and Martina Nyland all producing it. So Catherine Corliss was actually quoted in Screen Daily saying that it's a great honour that a dedicated professional high-profile film crew are creating this film, which follows her arduous journey from when she first discovered what really happened in Tuam and the struggle that she faced to bring it to light against so many obstacles.
Okay, and we have a Jim Sheridan project.
Yeah, we do. This is a project that he is co-directing with a director called Andrew Troy, and it's called Standing Bear, and they've got their lead for it as well. Chaskay Spencer is set to sign on for the role as the Ponca chief and Native American civil rights leader Standing Bear. It's a historical drama. It'll chronicle the Ponca tribe's harrowing Trail of Tears march and the landmark 1879 trail of Standing Bear versus Crook that helped recognize Native Americans as human beings under US law, an overlooked yet pivotal moment that set the precedent for many future civil rights matters within the US courts. Interestingly, while this film has been sort of in development, recognition of Chief Standing Bear's legacy in leading the charge on American Native American civil rights has grown significantly because in 2019 a statue was unveiled inside the US Capitol Building's National Statuary Hall, the chamber where each state places two statues honoring its most distinguished citizens, making him one of the first Native American leaders so honored.
Very good. The production
on this one, yes, set to begin in February.
All right, you have a horror reimagined for us.
Yeah, I do. This is the Amityville Horrors. You remember?
Oh, they always scared me. Yeah. I used to watch them,
scary.
You know. I loved horror more when I was younger. It's really funny. I used to love watching them, but I'd be terrified, yeah.
Because you'd always get them on the TV as well.
Exactly.
And you'd just chance it and you'd go, oh, right, that's terrified me. But the 1979 film is now going to be reimagined. They've got a director, which is David F. Sandberg, who did the Lights Out, Annabelle Creation, inspiration in Shazam. And basically what you have here, I mean, the original starred Josh Brolin, Margaret Kidder and Rod Steiger. Mm. And it followed a young couple who purchased a home in upstate New York, unaware that it was the site of a mass murder the year before. And shortly after settling in, they claim to experience a series of unsettling paranormal phenomena. And the new version is dubbed a reimagining. But of course, they're keeping the plot details.
Of course they are. I can still picture the house. It kind of looked like it had eyes,
yes,
didn't it?
That's right.
Very creepy looking.
You know,
oh, you're bringing
me
back.
Stores.
Yes.
Yeah, you do.
Exactly.
You see it and you go, oh, look, Amityville. Yeah.
Oh, let's watch it again and be really scared. Yeah. Okay. That is gas. That is coming back. Okay. Now, a studio system changing.
Well, things are changing and a lot is happening in what we would have known as the traditional studio system, because Paramount, obviously Skydance bought them recently in a huge deal. Larry Ellison is the chairman and founder of Oracle, one of the richest people in the world, patriarch of that family, which led to an $8.4 billion deal that landed his son David Ellison Skydance Media with control of Paramount Global. That happened and closed off in August. There's been speculation floating around about Warner Brothers, and would they be the next target? Mm. Who might go for them? Well, it now looks like that Skydance Media and Paramount may be putting in a bid. People thought they might just go for the studios, but it seems it's the whole company now.
Okay.
And so look, you have this shrinking and amalgamation that's going on of these traditional studios that we once knew. So now you have the streamers on one side and the tech firms, and now just these Hollywood studios, traditional Hollywood studios, just been shrunk and bought by each other.
There you go. That's the way it's going, isn't it? What about a trailer for us this week?
Well, this is coming on hot off the heels of its Toronto International Film Festival premiere. Netflix has offered a teaser for Rian Johnson's Wake Up Dead Man and Knives Out Mystery. This is the third film in the Benoit Blanc film series. Take a listen.
A man gives a sermon. He then, in plain sight of everyone, walks into a sealed concrete box. And 30 seconds later, that man is lying dead. A classic, impossible crime.
Okay, you're freaking me out now.
This is a holy mystery. Unsolvable. What the hell happened?
We do not know.
What is truth? We don't know that. We don't... What exists? Does any of this exist? So,
what is even happening right now?
Yes, what is even happening right now is our own Andrew Scott. Brilliant to see him in Wake Up Dead Man, A Knives Out Mystery. I love these, I have to say. Looking forward to this one, and it's a really stellar cast, Garrett.
Unbelievable. I think when Rian Johnson says he's making these, everybody comes running. They all want to be
yes.
in them because they are such good fun. This one's got good reviews from the festival as well. But Daniel Craig leading the charge. Josh O'Connor starring there as the young priest who serves as his aide in the film. But you mentioned Andrew Scott. Well, Daryl McCormack also features
That's
in the
right.
cast here
Fantastic.
As well. Josh Brolin, Thomas Hayden Church, Glenn Close, Mila Kunis, Jeremy Renner and Kerry Washington. I mean, what a lineup for this film.
Mm.
So it's going to get a limited theatrical release because obviously it's Netflix that's made it. That happens November 26th, and then it's going to be on the service from December 12th. That's going to be a huge hit.
That'll be a huge hit. Looking forward to it. It looks great. Okay, let's come to cinema releases this weekend, and first up is Downton Abbey, the finale.
It's hard to accept that it's time to go. Your friendship has never been more important to all of us. But the future of Downton Abbey is now in Mary's hands.
He will be a sensation.
The world is changing. The way we talk, the way we dress, the way we deal with each other.
Surely you're entitled to have some fun.
Classic Mary.
That is Downton Abbey, the grand finale. Speaking of Irish actors, of course, we've Alan Leach in there, which is lovely to see. And a fitting finale, I think, Garrett.
Yeah, well, this one's set in the summer of 1930, and the Crawleys here grapple with the threat of social disgrace when Mary finds herself at the centre of a public scandal and the family faces financial trouble. They've been so successful, these movies. They've done really well at the box office, obviously following amazing run on television as well. And I think, yeah, this is probably one for the fans because you know what you're going to get.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I do enjoy the Downton movies, and it is one for the fans. If you are a fan, you will love it. I sat back, I thoroughly enjoyed every minute. Look, it's wonderful escapism, and I thought they, you know, they finished it off beautifully. Who knows, will it be back? Is it really the grand finale? But you've all the characters in there. Lady Mary in the most magnificent gowns. You know, like she comes home from the party and then she dresses into her nightgown, which is just as beautiful as what she wore to the party. But it's, you know, all the characters are back, the upstairs, downstairs. I loved the opening because it opens in the West End at an old carrot play in 1930, and the production design is just stunning. And we'll take a first listen to the soundtrack very shortly. But look, if you're a fan, you will love it. Downton Abbey, the grand finale in cinemas. What else have we?
A very fan-specific movie there, and this one probably too, which is Demon Slayer Infinity Castle Japanese animation. So I think this is probably going to be very successful among a certain cohort of audience as well, where the Demon Slayer corpse are drawn into the Infinity Castle, where they face terrifying upper-rank demons in a desperate fight as the final battle begins. If you're a Stephen King fan, you've got The Long Walk.
This is meant to be great, yeah.
Yeah, this is set in a dystopian America ruled by a totalitarian regime. A walking contest known as the Long Walk is held annually. Participants known as walkers must maintain a speed of at least 3 miles per hour or risk execution if they slow down. The contest ends with the only last walker remains alive, for which they receive the prize, allowing them to get whatever they want. Good cast here as well. Cooper Hoffman, David Johnson, Charlie Plummer, Judy Greer and Mark Hamill starring in The Long Walk. Now, cast your mind back to Spinal Tap, because Spinal Tap 2, The End Continues, is on big screens.
I think another one for fans, isn't it, really? Yeah.
Again, isn't it? There's a theme this week. Yeah, so this is the documentarian who follows the estranged Spinal Tap bandmates as they search for the drummer, prepare for a reunion concert in New Orleans. They're joined by musical royalty Paul McCartney and Elton John, and Spinal Tap wrestles with their checkered past to put on a show that they hope will solidify their place in the pantheon of rock and roll. Rob Reiner here returning to direct Spinal Tap.
I mean, I hear the cameos from Paul McCartney and Elton John are great. I think they give it their all from what I've heard. So if you're a fan, as I say, I think you'll be happy with that one. And a couple more to mention.
Yeah, we've got Sorta, which is about Angela's deafness, raises concerns during her pregnancy regarding connecting with her daughter. Post-delivery partner Hector supports her as she learns to mother in a society lacking adequate accommodations for the hearing impaired. And then you have a documentary from Ground Zero, 22 Palestinian filmmakers living through war capture their lives in Gaza over the past year, revealing stories behind the headlines.
All right, what about a TV movie for us?
So this is about a shy man with cerebral palsy, lives a lonely and withdrawn existence in a residential care home. But the arrival of a brash newcomer turns his life upside down. Having forged a firm friendship, the pair decide to make a bid for independence. This is a drama starring James McAvoy, Stephen Robertson and Brenda Fricker. It's directed by Damien O'Donnell. It's called Inside I'm Dancing, and it's on TG Carr. It's on tonight at 9:50.
Oh, I haven't seen that in many years. James McAvoy is super in it, is my memory anyway. And that is definitely worth a watch. Inside I'm Dancing, 9:50. TG Carr and Gareth, thank you so much.
Thanks, Aileen.